To help combat the mental stress that police officers face on the job, the Center for Brain Health at the University of Texas at Dallas has developed a program to help police in Dallas make better decisions. Jennifer Zients is with UT Dallas. As part of our Breakthrough series, she joined KERA's Justin Martin to talk about the Strategic Memory Advanced Reasoning Training Program, also known as SMART.
Jennifer Zients, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So what is the SMART program? How does it work?
SMART is really a program that is built to help individuals to become more agile thinkers, better complex problem solvers, to become filterers of information so that they're not dealing with information overload constantly, but also to be deep-level thinkers and innovators. What we want to do is teach police officers to have the kind of resilience that they want before, right? So they build a stronger system so that when they actually need to call upon, they've got it there. So they have been, amazing amount of tactical training that go into each one of these people, right? So what we're doing is giving them some cognitive tools to help them to think about the information, not to undermine or change or alter their training whatsoever, but to enhance what they're doing. We've worked a lot in the leadership command. They are inundated, and it's up and down all the ranks. So much information coming in all the time. So what we want to teach them to do is to be able to take in all the information, whether it's sensory information, verbal information, and thinking about what is really important here. What is the stuff that I need to be paying attention to? What is the stuff that I can filter out? And how do I take that information, draw meaning from it, and then innovatively determine how I'm going to solve the problem or respond in this decision-making moment?
Do you have any real-world examples that you know of that just happened recently?
I feel like most of the examples that they give me are really not from being in the moment, having to respond to a call, but from the day in, day out chaos that exists. They deal a lot with what they call artificial urgency, right? Where everybody has something that's important. Everything's a fire. So learning about how, from a leadership perspective, also like, how do I help to lead myself as well as the people around me in figuring out what is it that we're really going to be addressing and where are we not? We only have so much cognitive power every single day, and how we use it, how we deploy that matters. So trying to get people to even have a mindset around that is actually a pretty big mind bend for most people.
What has the response been so far? Have officers reported any positive results?
Yes. I think a lot of them talk about that just the way that they do their jobs day in and day out actually has shifted. And it's not from the tactical, in the moment, you know, I have to deal with this, but it's how they're going throughout their day and how they are actually being proactive about what they choose to respond to and what they choose not to respond to. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they have tons of emergencies, always fires, but understanding when and how much cognitive effort they actually want to exert for everything, they can rely and fall back on their training, which is so well ingrained so much. But when a novel situation comes up, how they're going to look at that and how they're actually going to think about it, are they going to just be a superficial problem solver, or are they going to go to a deeper level to really get into, you know, what's this really about? How does this really apply on the bigger scale? Like these kinds of thinking, that's what we're trying to build in them so that it becomes a very automatic routine way of approaching.
Not to say simple, but it seems like such a great idea. Why weren't we doing this before?
I don't think we knew. You know, I mean, I'll just take a real simple example. Multitasking. We've all thought for many, many, many years that multitasking was the ultimate ability that we could do.
Yeah.
And science is showing us that multitasking is toxic for the brain. And there's overwhelming evidence of this. There's a cost. There is a cognitive cost, a brain energy cost. So those days when you go home and you're just exhausted, you can't make any other decisions, like, what do you want for dinner? I can't even think about that. It's because we have been using our brains, you know, the whole idea about use it or lose it. I think about it not so much as if we don't use it, we'll lose it, but also that how we use it, do we overuse it? Are we using it in non-strategic ways that we just try to go full power all the time? That exhausts us. And multitasking is one of those things that just because you think that it's great, it doesn't mean that it is. But we didn't know that before. We didn't have the kind of technology to be able to look and see what's actually happening in the brain. So I think it is, to your point, it's simple things, but they can have a very profound effect.
Jennifer Zients is head of clinical services at the Center for Brain Health at UT Dallas. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Coming up on